Okay, so this is a cool thing we've been doing. So for years I've been preaching, nagging, repeating. It's a two-part process. Use tools like journaling, tapping, therapy if you need it, for clearing. But you'll never make the progress you could if you don't also put in. Because we're habitual beings, and the mind will always go to that which it knows. So many people in the metaphysical journey will find things that work, and then accidentally, they end up creating more to clear. And at some point, you know, tapping really does work. If you're using it to clear and then putting good stuff in, you will transform your experience of you and how you perceive life. But if you only tap and clear, and you only tap and clear, and you only tap and clear, and you only have more to clear, and you only have more to clear, what are you co-creating? More to clear. So it's been fun. What we've been doing on a lot of Thursdays is we'll play in both aspects. I'd like to do that with you now. So what this looks like, I'll walk you through. If you're comfortable, just shut your eyes. If not, keep them open. You're okay. And I'm just going to walk you through a little visualization. And now, the way to really enjoy this, you're pretty, you know, you're in an altered state already. I'm driving. Let your psyche give you whatever pictures it wants to give you. Don't make it right or wrong. Don't resist it. Just be curious. Okay? All right, so big breath. And just settling into your body. You're very aware of where you are. You will always know where you are. You're simply taking a moment to physically relax and listen to my voice. And you don't know what I'm going to say. And there's nothing for you to do and nothing for you to decide and nowhere that you need to go in this moment. And so it's a lovely experience of just relaxing and just listening to my voice. Tuning in a quiet moment where there are no demands, no responsibilities, no obligations at all. Nothing to do but physically relax and listen to my voice. And playfully imagine, in whatever way you want to imagine, that you could see stories. Maybe they're hanging in a closet like clothing. Or maybe they're like books on a bookshelf. Or coffee cups. Or flower vases. Or anything that you've ever had numerous ones of. Maybe you're looking at old stories, however your mind wants to represent them. Go ahead, you know those stories. The story of your childhood that you believe still limits you today. The story of the unfairness of life and death, of sickness and disease, of accident. The story maybe that you have about money or your neighbors. Or your education or aging. Whatever those stories are that do not match your resonance right now, playfully imagine in whatever way your mind would let you imagine that you could sort them. No big deal. Just sort them out. Imagine that you're sorting them in a way to bless them, maybe laugh over them, maybe say, wow, I kept that around a really long time. Maybe you're boxing them, dissipating them. It doesn't matter what your mind gives you, just be aware that you could be the one sorting. And now for a moment, shift your attention. Really tune in now to what you've done right, to how you showed up bravely, courageously, where you were in fear and you chose courage, where you were in impatience but you did the right thing anyway. where you felt the frustration and the anger, but somehow you acted in grace. Where you have spoken kindly. Where you have been silent when you wanted to speak in anger. Where you have thanked yourself, or blessed yourself, or complimented someone, or appreciated something. Imagine that you're sorting in that way too. And taking a big breath now, I'm going to invite you into an experience of knowing abundance in your body. Just for a moment, imagine with me, listening to my voice, the unique miracle of your body. How many thoughts have run through your mind? How many times have you blinked your eyes? How many times have you swallowed? How many thousands of pounds of food have you digested? How many fluids have you drank? How many times have you sat down, stood up, laid down? How many words have you spoken? How many desires have you had and fulfilled? How many movies have you enjoyed? How many books? How many stories? How many facts? How many songs have you listened to? How many steps have you taken? How many miles of cement have you ridden over in a car? How many choices have you made that ended up in a good way? An outfit, a meal, an affirmation. How much does just your body and your personality, your existence, your consciousness represent the infinite abundance of the divine just in your form? And what if, because there's really nothing for you to do now, but listen and imagine, what if you could really think of the abundance in action just through your form? And that, yes, as deep as your pain has been, it is only the mirror image of the love that you have felt. That as much as you have ever struggled, it is an equal measure to that which you have felt fulfilled. Whatever fears you have experienced means you are capable of that level of courage. That you are an endless, infinite miracle of expansion and change and growth. And yes, it would be right and it would make sense to you to sort well. In all the ways you already sort. Who you are friends with, what roads you drive on, how you schedule your time, what clothes you buy, what foods you eat. You are already skilled in sorting. So imagining that you could sort your thoughts so that you align to the unique miracle of abundance that is represented by your form, by the unique consciousness that is you. And now in this relaxed state, I would ask you to say these words softly with me. I bless myself. I bless myself. I bless myself. I don't understand me. But I'm willing to bless myself. I bless myself. I am curious. How does it feel to bless myself? I desire to bless myself in thought. I desire to bless myself in action. I desire to bless myself until I know the truth of who I am, what I am, and how I serve. I am an aspect of the divine intelligence. And I serve through my very experience of me.
I give myself permission
to sort
all in a way
that I bless myself.
That I become so skilled
at blessing myself.
It naturally blesses
all others
through me, from me, by me.
I bless myself. And now taking a big breath. And as you exhale, gently coming all the way back. Or as far back as you can come. Feel the buzz?